Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hello, and welcome to Scare You to Sleep. I'm your host, Shelby Scott, and I'm here to read you some dark stories from Reddit. I usually space my dark Reddits out quite a bit more than this, but two things happened in the last 2 weeks. One, I keep having power outages that last well into the night. Just had our third one last night, and I was afraid of starting a story that would be FX heavy, and then I wouldn't be able to finish. And the dark Reddits are much simpler from an editing standpoint. And two, in the recent installment of the Obscene series last week, the evil doctor mentioned that he was dosing our protagonist with a substance called Datura. And Datura is the basis of one of the most famous Reddit mysteries, the disappearance of user Flippin' Flop. I've done so many of these dark Reddits. I mean, this is number 10. So I may have mentioned Flippin' Flop before, but I thought it would be fun this week to explore their story as well as read you some more stories about the drug Datura and its bonkers side effects. And if you're a fan of the Obscene series, the actions of the protagonist after being dosed with it will make a lot more sense. This episode is going to be pretty odd. There's literal ghost sex at one point, so you've been warned. And an additional warning before I continue, I do not condone, in fact, I heavily warn against ever trying Datura on your own. Don't smoke it, don't drink it in a tea, don't eat the seeds, just don't. As with most drugs, there could be a safe way to consume it if you're an expert, but I am not, and you're probably not either. So just don't, okay? All right, let's start with Flippin' Flop. 6 years ago, on April 17th, 2017, at 3:21 p.m., to be exact, a user by the name of Flippin' Flop posted to the subreddit Drugs. The post was titled, "Finally got my hands on some Datura. How much should I take?" In the body, they went into more detail. "Hi guys, I finally got some Datura to try out. I'm free tomorrow, and I have the house to myself, so I am really excited to try the effects of this interesting plant. I have around 60 seeds, some dried flowers, and leaves. How much should I take for a nice first-time trip? I was thinking of crushing up X seeds and making tea with them. Drink the tea and smoke a couple of leaves while the tea is starting to take effect. Would 15 seeds be enough? Sources on the internet tell me a regular dose is around 10 to 20, but I've seen some talk about 30 plus seeds. Thanks, guys." Edit. Slowly drank the tea in half an hour. Didn't taste too bad. Not feeling much yet. I'll check back with you guys in an hour or so. For the comments, let's take a ride in the Wayback Machine, because since this was posted, many of the comments have been removed by mods or deleted. First comment, "Exactly zero." To which Flippin' Flop replied, "Zero seeds? I'm not sure that only smoking the leaves will give a nice effect." The original commenter replied back, "It's not like acid, mate. It's totally unpredictable, and there's no dose for a nice trip. Most trips are pretty nasty." A throwaway account then added their own 2 cents. "I wouldn't even call it a trip as much as just atropine poisoning." Flippin' Flop was not deterred. They said, "Yeah, I know, man. I've been reading about the effects for a couple of days now. It isn't trippy like hallucinogens, but it will make you delirious. Reading some of the stories about people talking to imaginary people and reading books that don't exist make me kind of want to do it still. The flowers kind of look magical to me." Someone named Bleckpill replied, "Datura made some guy fuck a shadow ghost or some shit. The scientist watching him in his dark room said he was fucking nothing but thin air. I think he's still nutted." A lot of others concur with Bleckpill, and even link to that story, which, if you're into sexy times with shadow entities, stick around. I'll read that one later. And I can see why the mods removed that story, as a few people then said that it made them interested in trying Datura. Again, don't. Same comment thread. Flip and flop, clearly not letting up. The original commenter then said, "Go for it. You might have been reading about DPH, though. Datura is not chill like that at all. Talking to imaginary people? More like they're eating you than talking to you." User Dopfiend said, "Oh god, you are so fucked, kiddo." A deleted user warned, "Everyone I know that's tried it went to the hospital. Do you have insurance?" Then Bird on Wheels chimed in, "The physical side effects could be even worse than delirium. Excessive thirst, nausea, high body temperature, and difficulty breathing. If things get bad and a glass of water doesn't help, don't be afraid to call 911. And then the last comment in that thread is from Mr. Big. "You're not going to have a good time if you take it." User, who goes by XXX Rectum XXX, offered some personal advice. "Oh man, I did this shit in high school and I am still scarred from it. OP, are you also young and dumb or are you just arrogant? That plant's gonna take you down a peg if it's the latter. Or the former, to be honest. Good luck, man." Someone asked them for their story, Rectum, and Rectum said, sorry, I keep saying Rectum, it's spelled differently, so I didn't realize until I was saying it out loud that it sounds like Rectum. Anyway, Rectum said, "Well, I bought 2 Datura Inoxia plants from a local greenhouse and ate/smoked both of them over the course of about 2 weeks. I never noticed too many side effects initially, dry eyes and mouth, hot flush skin, rapid heartbeat, but I was 100% in a state of psychosis that whole time for about 2 weeks after I stopped using it. Like someone here said, it's a delirium, so I wasn't even aware of how totally fucked I was. My friends got increasingly worried about me and I finally broke down mentally. About a month later, I got diagnosed with general anxiety disorder and a severe panic disorder with derealization and depersonalization. I don't have a super detailed memory of my Datura binge, but I can go into more details about some of the things that happened if you are interested. Maybe a new post? It's a fucking long story, man. LOL. If there is interest, I'll write up a report in a new post. Edit. It also wrecked my eyes, in my opinion." Let's get back to Flippin' Flop himself. This was his second update. "I've crushed some seeds, around 15 to 16, in my mortar and put them in a glass of hot water. I've added some lemon juice and sugar to mask the taste. I'll just have to roll my joint with the Datura leaves and I'll be set to go. I've decided that I'll be sipping on the tea and slowly smoking the leaves until I feel the effect is strong enough." The replies on that were more warnings and more cries of, "Why would anyone want to try a drug this unpredictable?" And then the next update came from Flip and Flop a few hours later. He simply wrote, "Google.com, how normal again, stop now." The replies were a mix of a lot of worry and some calling Flip and Flop a phony. One worried commenter said, "Please reply to this thread when Google.com normal again." Then, more hours passed, and commenters began begging Flip for an update to let everyone know he was okay. That reply never came. The only other thing ever posted on the Flip and Flop account was incredibly strange. It was posted the same day and hour after he said he took the drug. In the subreddit gaming, there was posted a clip from the game No Man's Sky of 2 mammoths fighting and the game glitching in a really funny way. Our friend Flip and Flop commented, Please, these big dogs are fighting. Nah, okay. These is spelled T-H-E-E-S, and nah is just N-A. Nah, okay. And that was it. 6 years and no updates from Flip and Flop. For years, people commented asking for an update, the last being 4 years ago. Here are the most current 3 comments. I knew a guy who did the devil's apple in high school. He was in a mental ward after trying to feed his local police officer some leaves he found. Didn't see the dude again, till college. I smoked weed with him daily at college, but you could tell he was off. Neighbors in his town, I come from a region named after a mountain in Massachusetts, all say it's from the time he did the devil's apple. Seeing all this made me think of that dude. Jimmy was always fun to smoke with at the Face Forest near the University of Southern Gardner. The next was a simple, bro dead. And finally, I'm still genuinely worried about what happened to this guy. Hope he didn't end up with, like, drug-induced schizophrenia or something worse. So, what do you think, dear listener? Was this just a little prank on the part of a bored Redditor? Or did Flip and Flop disappear into a Datura high and never come out again? This next Datura trip is courtesy of an anonymous poster on, I think, originally Arrowid, and then on 4chan, where it was cross-posted from 4chan onto Reddit, so it still counts. This is my favorite drug to read reports of on Arrowid. I'll talk about Arrowid later, by the way, listener. I heard of a drug called the Devil's Poison by the locals, so I went out and picked some. 1 hour since dose. I keep dropping my cigarette. 1:30. My friends from high school are here, and we are in the midst of a serious discussion about our 11th grade play. 2:00. I dropped my cigarette, and when I went to pick it up, my friends were gone. 2:10. I don't think I actually ever knew those people. Gonna take a shower. 5:00. Just out of the shower. Couldn't get the temperature right, and I kept dropping my cigarette. 10:00. Just got out of the shower. Couldn't get the temperature right, and I kept dropping my cigarette. 2400. Feeling back to baseline now. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Don't know what I was on about. Also, I don't have a shower in my house, but the sink has footprints all over it. Can anyone recommend an herbal remedy to help with the cigarette burns all over my arms? This was an overall horrifying experience. I think I'll wait a week before trying again. A week. This person was going to try again in a week after that experience. Anyway, this next one was posted by a throwaway account aptly titled Datura Throwaway. TLDR. I microdosed on Datura for a few months, feeling no noticeable effects. Then, like a ton of bricks, it all hit me, and I spent a year with what I can only call, and so did my doctors, schizophrenia. I'd been experimenting lightly with Datura for a while. I'd add a bit of Datura leaf to a bowl of weed, but that was it. I never wanted a full-on trip. I just thought it gave an interesting buzz. So, I started growing the plants. And they make a ton of seeds. So I started to eat 3 seeds a day. It was a nice little buzz, kind of like weed, but one thing I noticed was at the end of the month, I'd start to trip out a bit. Things would just feel really dreamy. It's hard to describe. I figured maybe all the seeds I'd taken had started adding up and hadn't left my system. So I'd stop taking the Datura seeds for a few weeks, rinse and repeat. Well, one day, after maybe 6 months of microdosing, I go into full-blown delirium. I remember being on the computer when something told me to Google a random string of characters. I did, and the only image that returned was a photo of an Arch Linux terminal. Note, I work in programming, that showed exactly what I was playing on my iPod. like I was being monitored. It was all downhill from there. Long story shorter, a couple trippy incidents. Thought I was telepathically talking to a famous actress. Then I thought I was telepathically talking to a woman who worked for the government. This went on for weeks. Then I thought it was actually an AI the whole time. I remember once closing my eyes and swinging an axe at a piece of plank in front of my foot so I could test the precision on the AI and prove it didn't want to hurt me. Yeah, I nearly chopped off my toes. I believed there were cars following me. Yeah, full-blown paranoia, except I thought that they were there to help me. I stopped eating the Datura pretty early on in the hallucinations, but it took about a year for them to wear off. Took just as long for me to figure out that I was having delusions and nothing from the past year had been real. I ended up being diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic after having MRIs and stuff, but I refused any meds. Half of me still not believing I was hallucinating, and the other half scared of what the effects might be from the medication. About 2 years after the whole thing happened, I was back to normal. Obviously, it's hard to be sure what the hell happened there. Was it the Datura, or did I have a mental breakdown from something else? I can't say for sure. I don't take Datura anymore, though, and I still smoke a lot of weed, and things are back to normal. Everyone says, don't take Datura. Listen to them. LOL. OP explained in the comments that during this year, they lived with their mother and grandparents, and at first none of them noticed anything was wrong. Then, when OP started suspecting that their family was in on it, quote-unquote, they realized, in OP's words, that they had gone nuts, and after much persuading, got them to go to a doctor. A commenter asked them to elaborate on the string of text that OP mentioned Googling, and they said, sure, I was at my desk when all of a sudden, I felt like someone was in the room with me. This was probably the very first night that the Datura had hit me hard. I got this deep feeling that I had to go on Google Images and just enter a random string. So I did. I Googled a completely random string. I just mashed my fingers on the keyboard and searched Google Images with it. As far as my brain's concerned, what I saw next was 100% real. Datura causes delirium. People often hallucinate conversations with old friends, really believing that they're standing there beside them in the flesh. So, I did actually see a photo of a terminal showing that I was playing some band, some song, on my iPod. It felt as real as anything, and remembering it now, it still feels like it really happened. But in reality, it was probably just a picture of a terminal, and my mind hallucinated the rest. So the rest of the comments people went back and forth on whether this was psychosis or it was schizophrenia, and schizophrenia can't go away, so what was it? I'm not going to get into it, because I'm also not a doctor, as many of these Redditors are also not doctors. But I did not want to keep you from this for too long. And I'm going to wrap up this episode, and I'm sorry this episode is a little shorter than usual, but I have Midsummer Scream coming up next week. There will be an episode, don't worry. And again, these power outages are killing me. Any moment, we've started getting, like, this form of, like, anxiety. Like, any moment, it could happen again. And they last for so long, and then everything shuts down, and it's a whole process. It's not just that the power comes back on. We have to restart our computers and the air conditioner, and it gets really hot in here. So it's just a whole thing. So again, sorry if this episode is a little shorter, but I'm going to wrap up with the ghost sex that I promised you at the beginning. But if you want endless stories of Datura hallucinations, there are plenty more on Reddit. And as well as other drug hallucinations, other types of drugs. There's also a website called Arrowid, which is where people documented their trips on various different drugs. I don't know if people still post there. It seems like a lot of them that I was reading were from, like, the mid to late aughts, like 2007, 2008. I think you can even search by drug. So if you were interested in, you know, what an LSD trip might look like, and a lot of them will put in their age and weight, and so you get an idea of, like, you know, things like that. So it's an interesting rabbit hole to fall down if you ever find yourself bored or unable to sleep one night. And if you wanted to go, it's erowid.com. And I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong. I've never said it out loud. I've only ever read it on the internet. So, my friend, here is the Shadow Ghost sex story. This is another one I needed the Wayback Machine for, and this is the one that was posted in our original Flip and Flop comment section that was removed by moderators. And I can see why, because a few of the replies to this was, oh, this makes me want to try Datura. So I can see why they removed it. It was originally posted on the Psychonaut Wiki. This is a well-documented experiment that resulted in some just these incredibly interesting hallucinations, to say the least. The experiment is titled Experience, Datura and DPH, Results of Experiment by Isopropanol. So the following is of a very sexual nature and is very explicit. You've been warned. If you're ready and you're okay with that and you want to hear some drug-induced shadow person erotica, come with me. And now, if you're not, I'm kind of just chatting a little bit, so you have time to run and turn this off if this is not something you're into. Okay, you had time. All right, here we go. So the top of the page is decorated with two warnings. The first is a skull and crossbones in red that says Datura is extremely dangerous and can directly cause severe injury or death. Datura is highly unpredictable, and its use is strongly linked to psychosis, severe injury, and death. Please see this section for more details, and there's a link. The next warning is for the DPH. Diphenhydramine is associated with extremely unpleasant, if not dangerous, experiences. The effects of DPH are very unpredictable and may result in serious injury. Please use harm reduction practices, such as always having a trip sitter, when using this substance. See this section for more details. Experience reports. Datura, DPH. Date: August 19th, 2014. Gender: male. Weight: not available. Age: not available. Etc. Datura combined with DPH. Report: testing. First phase. Objective: attempt to engage in romantic and or sexual contact with a shadow person for science. For this test, a female or similar entity would be preferred. Substances utilized: exactly 500 milligrams of diphenhydramine in the form of pink, minuscule pills consisting of 25 milligrams each. Tea of 1 1/2 leaves obtained from a mature Datura specimen steeped for approximately 35 minutes. Substances on standby: Prorinata. 4 milligrams of physostigmine in 2 sterile syringes, consisting of 2 milligrams each. One is to be for emergency use if needed, the other to be used as a backup and or as an additional supplementary dose to be administered by intramuscular injection. 1 container of 80 caffeine tablets, consisting of 200 milligrams each. 1 container of 60 citicoline caplets, consisting of 500 milligrams each. 1 container of 60 L-carnitine tablets, consisting of 500 milligrams each. 1 container of 30 clonidine tablets, consisting of 0.2 milligrams each. Further information: carried out in a dark room, no light or electricity. Doors and windows locked. Anything sharp or dangerous, removed. Assistant has handheld battery-powered illumination device and journal with 2 black ink fountain pens. Assistant was given strict instructions not to interfere unless absolutely necessary. To paraphrase my condition and or actions during my experiment into said journal and to administer the antidote and/or required medicines if an emergency should occur. Time and duration of trip. Ingestion, 11:30 p.m. Onset, 12 a.m. Rise, 12:45 a.m. Peak, 2:30 a.m. Fall, 5:35 a.m. Vasalgia, 6 a.m. to 1:53 p.m. Conclusory outcomes, successful. Completion of objectives, successful. Further notes. Throughout this experiment report, the hallucinated entity will be referred to as S.E., shadow entity. This experiment report will be in the first person unless otherwise specified in the report. This experiment report is not in direct chronological order. The individual statements should not be assumed to be in an explicitly sequential order. However, the report as a whole is in a relatively chronological order to an appropriate extent. This experiment report contains extremely explicit material. Preface. Rise. Ingestion of prepared tea and pills commenced, experiencing slight but barely noticeable pseudo-hallucinations, e.g. morphing, flowing, distortions, etc. After 1 to 2 hours, I noticed the distortions gradually escalating in intensity. After another minimally relevant chronological period, non-permanent, substance-induced schizophrenia symptoms appear. Objects in central vision freely form and eventually morph into gestalt forms lacking borders. Appearance deemed to be of a cascading pattern of ergativity. It gradually advances to actual hallucinations, both auditory and optical. This was when I initiated attempts to cause a shadow entity to manifest. I successfully created the manifestation of an SE of a quasi-feminine form. I will now move on to the experiment. Objective: engage in romantic and/or sexual contact with SE. At first, SE is not responsible to communication, including commands. After approximately 5 minutes, SE starts to respond to simple questions, and its ability to reply improves over time. It eventually is able to hold a basic conversation and accept basic commands. This inclination of behavior akin to higher cognitive functioning is particularly intriguing and warrants greater research at a future time. The subject has features typically appropriate for the average human female: somewhat long hair, average mammary size, visible genitals equivalent to a vagina, etc. The subject does not wear any clothing and seems a relatively opaque, dark grayish color with a minuscule amount of transparency. Experiment. Willingness to follow commands. C will represent commands, and R will represent responses. C. Walk from the north side of the room toward the south side. R. SE proceeds to travel from one side of the room to the opposing side. C. Walk from the south side of the room towards the north side and end at north-northwest. R. SE proceeds to travel from standing position to the south side to the north side while curving appropriately to arrive towards the north-northwest orientation. I now proceed to unfasten my pants and undergarments. In colloquial terms, I whipped my dick out. C. Walk towards me until you are about 2 feet away and stand. R. SE walks in my direction and stops approximately 1 foot in front of me with its front torso facing towards me. C. Very satisfactory. Now, stay absolutely motionless so I may test your corporeality. R. SE does not give affirmation by speech or expression. It obeys command and remains stationary. I now kneel down on one knee, and with my index finger and middle finger, I attempt to manually penetrate its orifice resembling with near perfection a vaginal opening, sans vulva. My fingers penetrate and I am able to feel vaginal walls, the tactile sensation resembling wet skin. SE makes a vaguely sexual noise upon stimulation. I then remove my fingers and attempt to perform cunnilingus on the subject. There is no taste, and it does not seem to produce any lubricant juices, and no actual lubricants have been used, but it still feels as though it was lubricated. Upon entrance of my tongue, it makes a much more sexual noise than before and proceeds to lay its hand upon my shoulder as if to encourage me to continue. I do not oblige. I then proceed to remove my tongue from its orifice and stand up. Next, I begin phase two of testing. C. Now, kneel on your knees and grab my phallus. R. SE complies. It then proceeds to look up at me as if it were attempting to act seductive or sultry. C. Very good. Now, proceed to move your hands up and down my penile shaft. R. SE hesitates and then complies. I can feel stimulation as if it were actually real. Strangely, however, at the time, there appears to be little, if any, friction. Remember that I have not used any form of lubrication. C. Now proceed to perform fellatio. R. SE complies. The sensation is practically otherworldly. Its oral cavity is somewhat lukewarm and wet. I proceed to ejaculate. However, my seminal fluid appears to go through SE as if it suddenly became ethereal, but without any actual change relative to the rest of our bodies. I now start phase three. C. Now, move over onto the bed and lie down flat with your front torso pointed at the ceiling. R. SE attempts to ambulate towards the bed sultrily and proceeds to lie down as requested. It then appears to fondle its bosom while allowing its free hand to rub up and down its leg. I proceed to go to the bed and position myself over it. I attempt French kissing with SE. It succeeds the same feeling of non-existent salivary lubrication like mentioned before. SE appears to be deriving some enjoyment from this experience. It sometimes becomes rough to remind me that it is not an actual human. At this point, I black out. For the rest of the experiment report, I will have to work by what my assistant has recorded. My assistant apparently seems like he would be very great at authoring adult books, judging from the verbose and romantic descriptions. However, for your sake, I will attempt to water it down as much as possible. You're greatly welcome. I succeed in vaginal intercourse with SE. Coitus stays strictly in missionary position. According to my assistant, all that he saw was me violently dry-humping the bed while grasping the pillows. After perceived ejaculation, and of course the semen went into the bedding, my assistant informed me that I then rolled over facing the ceiling and proceeded to light an imagined cigarette. I then spent 35 minutes whispering sweet nothings, presumably into the ear of my shadowy lover. After this, I passed out. This concludes my attempts at reporting the results of my experiment, written under the pseudonym Isopropanol. Well, I didn't lie. It is weird. I told you this episode would get weird. Don't yell at me. I told you'd get weird. So, Datura, very dangerous. This little experiment, I think, is the exception to the rule, but I had to share it with you because it kind of floats around Reddit a little bit, especially on these drug Reddits, about the guy who once fucked a shadow entity when he was high on Datura. So, the conclusion is, don't do drugs you don't know about, kids. Don't do drugs you haven't that are, don't do drugs where if you ask someone on the drug subreddit, people who do lots of drugs, and they say, don't do this drug, it's very dangerous, then don't do the drug. So yeah, that's my conclusion. And again, if you hated this, you can kind of blame, let's add on to the, he gets enough hate already. So what's a little more? You can blame Andrew Parker because he's the one who sparked this idea in my head by having the evil villain give his subject Datura. And that, my friends, is what Datura does. And to any authors out there, it definitely is a great little tool to use in writing and fiction, because look at all the various things you can experience while ingesting it. Again, also, it can kill you. It's very, very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Say it with me. It's very, very dangerous, and I do not condone the use of Datura, especially not to drug someone to become a snuff film killer maker person. Again, you have to listen to the Obscene series to hear it to understand anything I'm talking about. Okay, again, this is going to be a shorter episode. Sorry about that. I'm also having kind of an allergy attack. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice right now. It was happening on and off while I was recording this. You know, it's been a week. It's power outages, allergy attacks, all the fun stuff, but it's okay. I'm so excited for Midsummer Scream next week. Again, come see me. I'm nailing down exactly when my panels will be because the panel on the app, it says one time, and on the Instagram, it says a different one on the Midsummer Scream Instagram. So I will definitely be posting exactly what time that is as soon as I get an email back. So please come see me. I'm going to have some special guests for my panel. And please check out the Internet Urban Legends panel I'll be doing as well. And if you like, stay Saturday night for the slumber party, where I will be wearing some very cute PJs and hosting a dance party. And we're giving out so many prizes. I just had a meeting about it last week, and we're giving out a ton of prizes. And the biggest one is a $500 prize for best costume. So excited for the costume contest, but there's going to be other fun games that I'm going to be playing with everyone, and you're going to have the ability to win all kinds of cool stuff. So look out for that. Come see me and Vanessa Decker and Prince Jackson. We will all be hosting that. Stop by the Bloody Disgusting booth and say hi to everyone. So many of your favorite podcasters from the Bloody FM network are going to be there. John Grills, Pacific Obadiah, Prince Jackson. I can't even think of all of them who are going to be there. So many of us. So excited to see so many of my buddies flying out to LA, to my home turf, to see them. And it's going to be great. I cannot wait to see you again. I'll be there all weekend. Starting Friday night, I'm going to be at John Grills' panel for Creepy. He's doing a Creepy panel on Friday night, so I will be there. Feel free to say hi, and I'm going to be there Saturday and Sunday, and I'm very excited. And if you like this show, go follow it on, if you're a first-time listener, God help you. This show is not usually this weird. It's weird, but well, I guess that's not for me to say, is it? But anyway, follow the show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Scare You to Sleep. You can follow me personally on Twitter and Instagram at Shelby B. Scott. I'm also on Blue Sky, and same thing, Shelby B. Scott with the dot whatevers you put afterwards for that one. And if you would like me to read a submission of yours on the show, whether it be a true horror story or a fictional one, send it to scareyoutosleep@gmail.com. And I think that's all. I think that's it. I think I did it. I did it, everyone. You can go now. God, you have a lot to talk about and think about, don't you? And again, I hope I sent you on a fun rabbit hole down those drug websites. They're really interesting. The human mind is so interesting. Hallucinations in general, I mean, they're terrifying, but so fascinating what our brain can think is real and just absolutely isn't. Not even going to get into it, and because that's a whole other show, getting into like just hallucinations in general. But I hope you liked this episode. I do. I really hope you liked it. It's again weirder than normal, but I had fun, and the power blame the power and Andrew blame Andrew. This is the part of the show where I usually ramble about my week and things, but I need to go because I can't breathe very well right now. But I did make some cherry almond scones this week, if you were wondering what I baked, and they were fantastic. If you like that recipe, hit me up. If you love that almondy flavor, it's so good. And with the cherries are kind of tart, you know? So good. So good. Cherry almond scones. It's been a little too hot to bake, so I haven't been doing as much recently, and yeah, but I hope you guys are all having a great week and a great weekend. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you're still here, some of the listeners in the Facebook group chat, which if you join the Facebook group, there's also a group chat for the whole group. They put together a little movie night for August 5th. It's I posted about it on Twitter and on Facebook. And it's August 5th on the Discord voice chat, and everyone's going to be watching Evil Dead Rise. I'm going to definitely pop in and talk and watch the movie and stuff, so that'll be fun. And yeah, so Evil Dead Rise, if you want to join the Discord, there's a link to the Discord as well on Twitter and Facebook if you'd like to do that and hang out with your fellow listeners watching a movie. And it's something that I do with my friends who are in different states. We will FaceTime each other and watch movies together. So the fact that everyone's going to be doing it, and I didn't even have to tell, and like, you guys just did this on your own. It was really cool to see like the organization of this. It was really awesome. I've always wanted to build a community just because I've met so many of my very, very close friends through podcast communities, and to see other people doing it makes my heart sing. All right, I'm going to go. Please drink your water. Make sure you got those electrolytes too. It's real hot outside. Get your water, get your electrolytes. If you hear that, it's me smacking my fist against my hand because I'm trying to make a point. You better drink your water. Wear your sunscreen. Go get some sleep. And sweet dreams.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform, or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.